Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archeries Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Grand Design by Stephen Hawking, co-authored with Leonard Mlodinow, is a modern exploration of the biggest questions people ask about reality. Why is there something rather than nothing? Why do the laws of nature look the way they do? And does the universe require a creator to begin? Written for general readers, the book connects ideas from classical physics to quantum theory and cosmology, aiming to show how contemporary science frames questions once handled mainly by philosophy or theology. Hawking presents a view in which the universe can be described through mathematical laws and multiple theoretical models, and he argues that choosing between models often depends on which best explains observations. The narrative moves from historical shifts in scientific thought to cutting-edge concepts such as quantum uncertainty, the multiverse, and theories that seek a unified description of forces and matter. The result is a compact, provocative guide to how modern physics approaches ultimate origins. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, from myth and philosophy to scientific explanation. A central theme is the long transition from mythic stories and purely philosophical reasoning toward testable scientific models. The book frames early explanations of the cosmos as attempts to impose order on experience, then follows the gradual rise of systematic observation and mathematics. Key turning points include the shift from an Earth-centered picture to a cosmos governed by universal laws, and the realization that the same principles apply both on Earth and in the heavens. This historical arc matters because it sets up Hawking's claim that the deepest questions are not off-limits to science, provided they are posed in a way that connects to evidence. The discussion also highlights the changing role of philosophy. Rather than serving as the final authority on what can be known, it becomes one partner among others, with science leading when questions hinge on empirical adequacy. By sketching this background, the book prepares readers to accept that concepts like space, time, and causality are not fixed common sense categories, but ideas that have been repeatedly revised. The takeaway is that progress comes from models that explain more with fewer assumptions, and that intellectual humility is essential because our best descriptions have a history of being replaced by better ones. Secondly, model-dependent realism and how science chooses truth. The book introduces an approach often summarized as model-dependent realism. We do not access reality in a raw, unfiltered way, but through conceptual frameworks that organize observations. Under this view, asking whether a model is truly real in an absolute sense is less productive than asking whether it predicts what we see and does so coherently. Hawking uses this idea to explain why different descriptions can be simultaneously useful, even if they look incompatible at first. For example, one model might be more intuitive for everyday scales, while another is essential at the extremes of cosmic distances or subatomic sizes. This topic also clarifies why physics relies on mathematical structures and why unobservable entities can still be scientifically meaningful if they lead to testable consequences. The book emphasizes that models have domains of applicability and can be judged by simplicity, explanatory power, and fit with data, not by how closely they match everyday intuition. For readers, this reframes debates about the nature of reality. Instead of demanding a single final picture immediately, science builds layered descriptions that work where they are meant to work. The practical benefit is learning to evaluate claims by their predictive success and logical consistency, which is a useful habit far beyond physics. Thirdly, quantum theory, uncertainty, and the nature of causality. Hawking explains why quantum physics changes the conversation about certainty and cause and effect. In the quantum domain, events are often described probabilistically, and outcomes are constrained by rules that limit what can be simultaneously known with precision. This is not merely a statement about measurement error, but a feature of how the theory represents nature. The book uses this to challenge the classical expectation that if you know the present with perfect accuracy, you can deduce the future completely. Quantum ideas also reshape how one thinks about the beginning of the universe. If quantum laws govern the smallest scales, then the earliest moments may not behave like familiar everyday processes. By highlighting how quantum theory treats particles, fields, and the role of observation, the book sets up later arguments about cosmology and origin scenarios. The emphasis is on intuition building rather than technical derivation, helping readers see why randomness and probability do not mean anything goes, but rather that there are strict statistical laws. The broader implication is philosophical causality may still exist, but it can be expressed through probabilities rather than deterministic chains. This prepares the reader for the claim that the universe might arise from lawful quantum processes without requiring an external push in the classical sense. Fourthly, origins without a traditional creator laws, nothing, and creation. One of the most discussed aspects of the book is its argument that the universe can be explained as a consequence of physical law. Without invoking a traditional creator as the necessary starting point, Hawking connects this claim to the way modern physics treats gravity and quantum effects. suggesting that under certain conditions, universes can arise spontaneously from a state described as nothing in a particular physical sense. The book argues that if laws such as gravity exist, then the emergence of space and time may not require an external agent, because the laws themselves allow for creation-like events. This is presented as a scientific framing rather than a theological conclusion. And it invites readers to distinguish between metaphysical nothing and a physics-based notion of a lowest-level state governed by rules. The discussion also addresses why the laws are the way they are, acknowledging that physics aims to describe them and connect them into deeper frameworks, even if ultimate explanations remain difficult. For many readers, the value lies in seeing how cosmology and quantum theory can be used to engage a question that once seemed beyond empirical inquiry. Whether one agrees or not, the book models how to argue from theory and evidence rather than from preference. Lastly, unification, M-theory, and the multiverse as explanatory tools. The book places significant weight on the search for a unified description of nature. Discussing ideas associated with unification and M-theory as a candidate framework that links different string theory versions and accommodates multiple possible physical realities. Hawking presents unification as more than a quest for elegance. It is a strategy for reducing the number of independent assumptions and explaining diverse phenomena with a single set of principles. The multiverse enters as a way to address why the constants and laws in our universe appear finely suited to allow complexity in life, instead of assuming the values must be uniquely determined. The multiverse idea suggests many universes with varying properties, with observers naturally finding themselves in the subset where conditions permit observers. The book treats this not as a casual speculation, but as a possible implication of certain theoretical approaches, though it remains controversial because testing such ideas is challenging. The reader is encouraged to think about scientific plausibility in terms of indirect evidence, consistency with established physics, and whether new predictions could in principle emerge. This topic matters because it illustrates how modern cosmology often works at the boundary between what is currently testable and what is mathematically motivated. It also shows how explanatory frameworks can shift from single universe necessity to a landscape of possibilities. In conclusion, this book suits curious general readers who want an accessible overview of how modern physics approaches questions about origins, reality, and the role of laws of nature. It is also a good fit for readers interested in the science and philosophy boundary, including those who have encountered popular discussions about the multiverse, quantum uncertainty, or whether science leaves room for a creator. The benefit is not only learning concepts from cosmology and quantum theory, but also adopting a sharper way of thinking about explanations, judging models by how well they account for evidence, recognizing the limits of intuition, and seeing why deep questions can be reframed into scientific form. Compared with many similar books, The Grand Design is distinctive for its direct engagement with the creator question and its emphasis on model-dependent realism as a lens for interpreting scientific theories. It also provides a compact narrative that links historical scientific shifts to current speculative frontiers, such as unification and multiverse ideas, giving readers a coherent map of the debate. If you want a short, thought-provoking guide that connects big philosophical questions to contemporary physics without demanding advanced math, it is worth buying. If you would like to support Stephen Hawking, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.